to Japan now and the city of Aizu Wakamatsu. It sits in a basin about 60 miles west of the severely crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. The city is surrounded by snowy mountains and is known locally for its samurai traditions and ancient castle. NPR's Dwahli Saikautau is there along with about 5,000 evacuees.
The Lion King movie just ended, and the credits are rolling, but not one person in this high school gym is watching. It's a small evacuation center at a technical high school called Aizu Kogyokoko. Only about 75 people are registered at this shelter, and probably there's no audience because the volunteers have played it too many times. There are 446 other shelters in the Fukushima prefecture similar to this one, with about 131,000 evacuees. Yamano Satoshi is the assistant principal. He looks almost like Mr. Rogers, with thick eyebrows and a big sweater.
He wants to make more comfortable environment here.
This is not your job, right? You're a teacher. Not a disaster coordinator.
Yes, coordinator.
Now it's emergency situation, so he is like a disaster coordinator.
Is it hard?
Yes.
It's very hard.
Satoshi says this is a new experience for him, adding it's psychologically and physically exhausting. I'm trying to do the best I can, he says, and properly, orderly. He says at first, everyone was glued to the television, afraid of a nuclear meltdown following the earthquake and tsunami. People were heavy-hearted, but little by little it's gotten better, he stresses. It's important that they see me being calm, he says. It helps them stay calm. Just beyond the rustle of volunteers emptying the trash sits Yoshido and Yukie Tadano and their three kids. They evacuated from Minami Soma, north of Tomioka. 10-year-old Atsumi Tadano, their youngest child, explains they didn't leave their home because of the tsunami or earthquake.
Because of the radiation. She thinks the radiation is not good for health.
The Tadano family has been here for 5 days. They're bone-tired. Asked if she needs anything, Atsumi nods her head.
She needs novels,
books.
Her parents say what they need most right now is gasoline and...
They need more clear information for food, gasoline, and lifeline. They really, really need clear information.
A volunteer physical therapist gives Haruko Seino a massage. Her knees have been badly hurting since she arrived here 3 days ago from the coastal city of Futaba, right near the nuclear complex.
If it's possible, she wants to be here a long, long time. But she doesn't know the situation.
And that's the problem now. Evacuees just don't have enough information to make a decision about what's to come and what to do next. Until then, Yamano Satoshi, the assistant principal turned disaster coordinator, must keep following what he calls the Japanese spirit. Dwahli Saikautau, NPR News, Aizu Wakamatsu, Japan.